We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have Aaron Katursky on the line as investigators say Christopher Paul Hassan, a Coast Guard lieutenant, expected in court today. Aaron, what can you tell us about this alleged mass domestic terror attack that was plotted?
Well, I think the scale is what really seems to have stunned the authorities. They said that the weaponry that Hassan had amassed was just the proverbial tip of the iceberg compared to what he was thinking about doing. He had 1,000 bullets, handguns, sniper rifles, and the fear was that the Coast Guard officer was plotting to use all that stuff in a cold-blooded killing spree. Intending, court records said, to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country.
Aaron, he was an active service member too, right?
Former Marine, current member of the Coast Guard, and he was based in Washington, D.C., and it was Coast Guard internal investigators that really seemed to get word of what this guy was espousing. The FBI claims he was developing a possible hit list of prominent politicians and television personalities, including House Speaker Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Schumer, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Kamala Harris, cable host Joe Scarborough, and he was Googling information about the most liberal senators and asking an ominous question: where do most senators live in Washington, D.C.?
So Googling information at work, it seems to have what tripped him up.
In some ways, yes. And then once they discovered the arsenal, there was additional concern. The authorities had been watching him, so it's not like they feared he actually was going to do this, but certainly they were chilled by what he was talking about doing.
What can we expect from today's court appearance with him?
Well, I think they're going to be asking that he's held without bail because he is a violent risk. They, I think, will lay out some more details about the case and how they know about what he was plotting and what he may have been thinking about. He apparently was writing, whether it's to someone he knew or just kind of espousing, that he wanted, if the guns didn't work, to deploy botulism or some other kind of plague to kill as many people as possible.
Wow. You mentioned some names, but how many were on his list?
There were the prominent Democrats and cable news hosts, but then there was just the generic talk about as many as possible, and he said he needed an excuse. He was wishing for, remember that ranch standoff in Oregon, or something that could provide the platform or the vehicle for him to unleash his violence.
What's been the response from the Coast Guard that he was working at?
No comment from the Coast Guard, although they did point out that their internal investigators were the ones that seemed to have initiated the case, and they said they'd let federal prosecutors take it from here.
Boy, I mean, it's chilling stuff to hear this. Do we have any idea what the motive was?
No, I mean, it seems like he was, he's targeting Democrats and cable news hosts who are critical of the president, so it could be something there, and that's certainly a possibility. He served his country. Did something happen in his service record that may have tripped him up? Just no telling at this point.
Aaron, we appreciate the update. That's Aaron Katursky following the case of the Coast Guard lieutenant, Christopher Paul Hassan, who will be in court later today on a charge of domestic terror.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.